This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakraborty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Okay, so the Celtics are out of the NBA playoffs. The New York Knicks knocked them out last week. But hey, the Bruins are very much alive and kicking in the NHL playoffs. And the Red Sox, hey, can you say best record in baseball? And because because it's Wednesday, Bill Littlefield starts laughing before we even introduce him. And he's here to talk sports. Hey there, Bill.
Hey, Anthony, you better say it fast because I think they've lost something like four out of the last six or four out of the last.
Well, I know. Details.
Look out below.
Are we talking about streaks of two again here? Okay. Well, first of all, let's head to the ice and talk about the Bruins before anything else because they play Toronto again in the playoff battle this evening. They lead the series 2-1, Bill. So what do you make of what might happen this evening?
It's always a good idea to score more goals than the other guy. And they did that, and it's a very good idea to have a good goalie in your net who keeps the other guy's shots out of the way, and they did that. A lot of people are talking about the advantage that the Bruins have. This is something like six straight years they've gone to the playoffs. They won the championship a couple of years ago. Toronto had not been to the playoffs in a number of years. The fans were very excited when they finally had a playoff game to watch in Toronto. They cheered the Canadian national anthem and sang along with it for the first time in living memory. So it was a big night in Toronto. But experience counts, and this is a Bruins team which has been there and sort of knows how to win.
Now, help me understand the little bit of controversy that's already touched this series, because apparently Toronto was a bit sore after losing Game 3 because Coach Randy Carlyle accused Boston of cheating.
Yeah, little emphasis on little bit of controversy.
Okay.
This is an argument about face-offs. Should the visitors stick be down before the hometown guy's stick is down, before the puck is finally dropped? Hockey players get kicked out of face-offs all the time for jumping the gun. They try to get an advantage. They're trying to get leverage. They're trying to get the puck. And ask any hockey player, and he'll tell you, if you don't get thrown out of the playoff of the face-off circle from time to time, you're not trying hard enough. And this is a way for the Toronto coach to kind of scare something up. And maybe, as in all sports, you talk about the officiating, and you get the call the next time around.
Yeah. All right. Now, at the risk of being laughed at again, let's let's move on to the Red Sox, who do have, these are just the facts, Bill. They have the best record in baseball, 21-12, though it is true they lost last night and they've lost four of their last five. Still, best record in baseball. What's been working for them this year?
Well, there's a terrible inclination, I think, to say, doesn't this pretty much establish that Bobby Valentine was the worst manager in the history of baseball?
I was going to say.
I mean, granted,
they got rid of a couple of guys.
The last time I looked, the guys that they got rid of by shipping them off to the Los Angeles Dodgers had been doing rather well. Carl Crawford was over 300. Gonzalez was hitting over 300. So I don't know. It's May. I'm not sure you can draw any conclusions that are too important. They got this pitcher who's apparently figured out how to throw spitballs, but he got caught the other night.
You're talking about Clay Buchholz.
Yeah, Clay Buchholz.
And apparently John Farrell has denied claims that he used his sunscreen to grease the baseball.
And, of course, David Ortiz has got a 27-game hitting streak, and he's denied that there's anything behind that except hard work. So I'm all for him. It's better entertainment when they're in first place than when they're in last place. So, long may they run, Neil Young once said.
So one more question. So the Bobby Valentine era, obviously, it's in the rearview mirror. What about John Farrell? Anything we can say about sort of the John Farrell era?
I don't know. It may be too early to say anything about the John Farrell era, seeing as it's only been going on for a matter of weeks. But I think my impression is that he has a pretty good idea of how to let the players play and stay out of the way when things are going fairly well, rather than injecting himself into the mix too much. Bobby Valentine was a front and center kind of guy, and really from his first press conference when he was introduced to the media here, he came on as a star, and that's the way he did it when he managed elsewhere as well. And I have the feeling that maybe Mr. Farrell operates in an entirely different way, and it may be that you get a change works. It wouldn't have mattered so much who came in, as long as it wasn't the guy who was going out, and maybe it's a case of change working.
Well, Bill, we've just got about 45 seconds to go here, but I got to sneak one in under the wire, and that has to do with soccer, because Alex Ferguson, coach of the behemoth Manchester United, or Man U, Inc., as I'd like to call them.
Up until this year, the most valuable franchise in the world. Real Madrid slipped by them recently, but still some serious bulk there. Yes,
big feat there, so to speak. Anyway, Alex Ferguson, most successful soccer coach in British history, stepping down from Man U. What does this mean?
26 and a half seasons, 13 Premier League titles, two Champions League titles, one of the very few coaches to have been knighted. It doesn't happen very often. Really, quite exceptional that in this day and age somebody stays with one team and hangs in there for as long as Alex Ferguson has. And he's done an absolutely magnificent job with Man U.
Bill, thank you.
My pleasure, Anthony. Thank you.
That's Bill Littlefield. He's host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear each week right here on WBUR, Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m.
Stick with us. Up next, Steve Earle. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.